because India, by the way, isn't emerging. It's a merge, you think? He's also backing India's UN bid. What's that all about? We'll dive into it. Of course, we'll still analyze the election. It's only been a week, do you believe it, since the avalanche, the House going to the Republicans and picking up those Senate seats. Still more news reverberating because some of the seats still not determined, even in the gubernatorial arena. In fact, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we zig and zag all over the place from every nook and cranny that you can possibly imagine. We like to call it the best water cooler buzz in the overnight highway. We do have some news from earlier in the day. A Republican, sadly, because he was really choked up, conceded the gubernatorial race in Connecticut. Mr. Foley, you have the floor.
The election on Tuesday, although very close, was a conclusive victory for Dan Malloy. And this result should not be questioned.
Politics, it's a killer, not for the faint of heart. I say this all the time, thick skin, that's what you have to stay in this game. So Tom Foley was one of the candidates, obviously, for governor. You just heard him there, and he said it goes to Dan Malloy because he didn't want any of the shenanigans, so he concedes to the Democrat, even though there were repeated calls by many top Republicans in Connecticut for investigations into the whole voting process thing because there were some calls for ballot shortages, and we've heard this in a couple of different places. So that means, you know what happens? We don't have ballots. We got to photocopy them, and that happened in Bridgeport. They didn't have any, so that's what they did. They ran and did it. So it was kind of one of those good faith efforts of people to actually cast their votes. I say bravo for Tom Foley. Instead of dragging this out and going for weeks and weeks and weeks, he decided that it is close, but the figure that might fluctuate still won't give me enough, so I'm going to bow out of this one. Now, there still are a lot of other races, believe it or not, to be decided, including what's going to happen in Alaska. Will Lisa Murkowski actually get the write-in votes that she needs? You know, that whole counting thing is happening on Friday, or is Joe Miller the guy? It depends on who you talk to. Actually, by the numbers right now, Joe Miller is behind in that one. Strange, huh? And that's the world of politics as we know it here in these United States. I don't understand why we don't have a uniform system. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to really make that one of the missions of America tonight. Why don't we have a national holiday on Election Day so people go and vote? Let's end one of the excuses, or at least move it to Saturday. Would that make a difference for you? If you didn't vote this time around, because you're working three jobs or you had to drop kids off here and there, whatever it might be, you're running your own business, would it make a difference if at least voting was moved to a weekend? I'm going to throw that out there. Let's make that our poll question of this evening, 800-259-5791. All right, when I first jumped on, what was the first thing I said about President Obama saying India isn't emerging, that yes, it has emerged. Of course, this is part of the trip to Mumbai, which has a few people in Pakistan a little bit nervous and a few people in India a little bit nervous, given at where we are now in the war in Afghanistan and where we are with Pakistan as well. So Obama praised the father of the nation, which would be Mahatma Gandhi, as all of us know, and talked about his influence on Martin Luther King and a few other people as far as nonviolent resistance is concerned. That was the stage that he set in New Delhi in his speech. He did a joint news conference with the Indian Prime Minister as well and talked about the relationship between the United States, rather, and India as getting stronger, deeper, and broader. His words, stronger, deeper, and broader. And really infuriating the American people who lost jobs. You know, one of the things he did say, he talked about the economic exchanges and the idea that in India, the opportunity to build their businesses, solar technology, because, you know, it's all about green, as one of the examples to create potential jobs in the United States and India. Can you imagine if there was actually some give back from India? And we're going to have some future shows on Buy America and on what's being made in America and on companies that refuse to ship out or outsource their work to India and China and a few other countries. And instead, as much as it may cost a little bit more, keep it here in the U.S. You know, JetBlue, for how often JetBlue gets attacked for leaving planes on the runway and some of the other things that have happened. Remember the crazy flight attendant that grabbed the beers and parachuted out, basically. JetBlue does make headlines like that. But also, JetBlue, did you know, hires Americans to do all of the reservations. In fact, a lot of housewives in Salt Lake City, if you call to make a reservation on JetBlue, that's probably who you'll get. That's one company, and we're going to talk to them and a couple of other companies as well. We have a follow-up to the Girl Scout fiasco. Remember we told you about a couple of weeks ago, made huge news, infuriated so many of us, that the Girl Scouts of America was going to have its uniforms possibly made in China or someplace else. See, this is why there is power in numbers, my friends. So many people complained. A lot of you complained, and I forwarded your emails, and others in America complained. There was a massive public blowback on this over the reports that there were bids from some of those overseas folks, the manufacturers like China, and the owners of this family factory in Passaic, New Jersey, which is a stone's throw away from New York. They had been the main supplier for the uniforms and the sashes with all the badges on it for forever and a day. And they were told that they were going to probably lose the work because of these other cheaper bids. So then all of a sudden, what happened was, because it was a publicity nightmare, they changed their minds and decided that the uniforms would be made domestically and that companies would just have to, you know, adhere to the strict guidelines, which happens in the United States, so that's not a problem. So how about that? So instead, they're going to continue to make those unis in the United States. I'll tell you what, that's worth some applause. I don't know about that live audience in Minnesota, but that is really the Daily Salute. Sweet. We just give them pizza and Red Bull, and they're ready to go. All right. That's a good, good, good Daily Salute. The fact that, yeah, there was pressure put on the group, and in fact, they decided not to do that. Bravo. All right, coming up here in this first hour of America Tonight, a great week in count. You know, it's always about the numbers. We told you about Foley, and certainly that was about the numbers. The fact that Foley had to say, I'm done with the governor's race, that's it. So Tom Foley steps away. But there are other numbers, and they're not all about politics, that we'll get to in that segment. And besides that, we're going to talk about salt. Yes, it's another for your health. We had to somehow put it in here because it's like the salt police are everywhere. Have you noticed that? And then I found out that about 77% of the salt that you get comes from processed stuff and restaurant food. Sometimes I hear people when I've gone out that don't complain, ooh, this is like really salty. Somebody said that the other day they were having pasta and they said, this is really salty. 77% might be a little bit too much when you're supposed to eat just slightly over a half a teaspoon a day. But what does it all mean? Should we be worried about it? All right, coming up next, a follow-up to a fun story we did about sending boxes to incumbents who had to go. That's next here on ATN.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 8, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,393.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,429.43, $714.71 for a half ounce, or $357.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,429.43, $714.71, or $357.36.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about the landslide midterm elections. Do you believe it? For almost a week. If you remember, just before November 2nd, we introduced you to Mark Kellerman from yourvoxbox.com. He came up with a brilliant idea. This is so clever. He had people buy empty boxes, so there's the entrepreneurial part, to send to politicians that they wanted to send packing. Mark, how did it work out for you in the end? Because I know there was a flurry of activity when people started to find out more about what you were doing. They started to buy the boxes. I bet it was hectic those last couple of days before the election.
It was very hectic. Fortunately, I had teamed up with a sheltered workshop here in town, and they took care of the legwork for me and helped me keep up with the demand.
Was there any one politician that really stood out that seemed to get the most boxes that you can remember?
Funny you ask. By far, Nancy Pelosi was the number one recipient.
Really? Oh, and see, now Nancy Pelosi, it's interesting because even some of the Democrats are saying, whoa, Nancy wants to be the House Minority Leader now after what happened. Of course, she won her seat, but that's the end of being the Speaker of the House. So, wow, so people called up and they sent the boxes to Pelosi. How about that?
Right, and she was never in jeopardy. I don't think there was any of us that thought she was going to lose her seat.
Yeah.
But we were hopeful that she was going to lose that seat behind the president at the State of the Union.
And she did. So how about that? All right, so now you have something else you're doing that's like a phase two thing or something. What's next?
Well, that's it. Phase two is we know who's going home now. It came clear in the results that came through last week. And so now that we know who to send them to, who really needs to go packing? Who really needs the boxes to bring their stuff home?
And you're going to send them the boxes.
Without a doubt. And what we're doing is we're doing free shipping on however many you order. All you have to do is put in a coupon code, a box, and we will send free shipping for all included.
I love that. We'll have to see what the results on that one are, too. What was the reaction in your store to people seeing what was going on? Because this really just, like we said, it built up at the tail end of getting ready for the election. What did people say when they heard about this in your own hometown?
Well, it was kind of strange. The more media we did, the more recognition we got, and it just kind of built on itself. It's just an online-based business. We don't have a physical store, per se. And so it's just been a lot of feedback, mostly positive, a little negative. I won't kid you. There's been some strange emails I've received, but I'm sure you're familiar with that. You've heard that.
Yeah. All right. I love the fact that you did it, too. Mark, thanks for coming back on the flip side with us to tell us what happened. Mark Kellerman from YourVoxBox.com. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
All right. It's interesting in picking up that thread of what happened with Mark's company, which was very clever. Like I said, he's an entrepreneur first, and then he got his dig in, which a lot of people understood. It was that aha moment for them. Oh, let's send boxes. And you heard him say overwhelmingly it was Pelosi where the boxes went to her. I was reading something in Newsmax today, and they were talking about President Obama's decision to dismiss the midterm pretty much as a shellacking because they didn't communicate. And also the fact that the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's bid to stay as the party's leader in Congress has now caused this crazy outcry from both sides of the aisle. I say crazy because the Democrats aren't backing her. Of course, it wouldn't be that way from the Republican side of things. And the administration still is saying they don't, it's like they don't get the extent of the frustration that led to the worst pounding, the worst drubbing in modern times, at least in modern times as far as all of us are concerned. So it doesn't matter who you talk to. How do you go forward as far as the Democrats are concerned? How do they keep marching down this crazy path? Almost like they're almost like the horses that lined up at the Breeders' Cup with the, they call them the blinders that they have on. They really truly are the blinders, so they can't see on the side of their head on both sides. I just don't get it. If I were in charge of the Democratic Party, boy, first of all, I would have never buried my head in the sand the way they did over unemployment and jobs and not taking a look at what people were frustrated by as far as monetary policies even, and a slew of other things, but really, the economy. I just don't understand how that didn't reverberate with some of the politicians on the Democratic side of the aisle who lost their seats. I mean, it's crazy. And in the case of Nancy Pelosi, certainly this complicates things for President Obama, because now it's all about 2012. And if the idea is, let's bring the independents, let's bring the older people, because, you know, the seniors were the big voting block this time around in the midterms, and let's bring the women back into the Democratic fold for 2012, because I want to get reelected. Boy, they are not on the right track to doing that. I think with Pelosi, the adversity for Nancy Pelosi, even being the minority leader, it's like an avalanche of it. I can't imagine that that's going to happen. And speaking of 2012, there are polls galore out and have been out for a while as to who might run and who would have the best chance and, you know, small sampling of independents, of Republicans, of Democrats, all that sort of stuff. And there was a poll I saw today that actually said General Petraeus, remember his nickname, Petraeus, General Petraeus would actually beat President Obama if he were to run the next time around. So what's that all about? In the latest survey that was conducted by Newsmax USA poll, what it showed was, and this was right on the heels of the election, after the Republicans overwhelmingly won the House and gained the 6 seats in the Senate in the midterms, right? Which shows that widely it was interpreted as a rejection of the president and questions about his chances for getting reelected. So the main question was, if there were an election for president of the United States today, and there were only 2 names on the ballot, and the names were David Petraeus and Barack Obama, whom would you vote for? So check it out. Overwhelmingly, Petraeus got 52% of the votes to Obama's 48%. Wow. I mean, that's got to be, in all the polls that I've read, and granted it's a sampling and everything else, but of all the polls that I've seen, that is absolutely the best head-to-head showing of any possible candidate, with the exception of the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who got 60% of the vote. So what does that show you? And going further, Americans lack confidence in the president on national security, the war on terror, go down the list, the economy, the growing economic problems. You know, we were talking about the Federal Reserve and the fact that we're just printing money and we have no backing of that money. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like throwing money into thin air and saying, this is monopoly money. Who knows? Throw it up in the air because we really don't know what's backing it. I mean, that sounds exaggerated, but seriously, it's not that exaggerated and very, very scary to me. Now, if that continues, if people keep losing jobs, losing hope, I don't know. I don't see how Obama is a two-termer. But then it becomes a question of who's running, who ultimately gets the nod on the Republican side, because, you know, as much as I always push for that third party, we are a two-party nation. And I'm not sure who the Republican candidate would be at this point. I mean, we're still counting ballots, like I said, from the midterm elections. that still has to happen. There's still some seats to be decided. And, you know, the early favorites, Mitt Romney's name comes up. Mike Huckabee's name comes up. The former House Speaker Newt Gingrich's name comes up. We saw Petraeus now in that last poll. I don't think he wants to run for president. After the Rolling Stone massacre, that was it for him. He was able to retire with all his stars and bars, and I don't see him emerging in the world of politics, certainly not on the grand scale anyway. I don't believe that will happen. Hey, coming up on the show, we have another We Can Count. You're going to like this one. A few surprises, some wicked twists. Hang through as we turn the page here on America Tonight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you automatically reach for salt? That's how my father is. Is everyone on your back about salting your food? So what's the deal on Pepper's Mate? Is it bad for us, or is it a lot of what we're reading about? Is it slightly exaggerated? So Men's Health Magazine features a story on the truth about salt. One of the editors, Greg Stebbin, joins us to flush out the facts and the fiction. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. Let me put the salt shaker down so I can talk to you.
You know what? A lot of people in my life, mostly men, are big salters. They can't eat. It seems as though they can't sit down, no joke, without salting whatever it is that they have in front of them. My father is the worst. He's thin and he's in shape and all that, but boy, he is big into the salt. And now we're hearing that, geez, this is bad. It's high blood pressure alley when you do that. And, you know, it's kind of, as you describe, a war on salt that we're declaring here in America. So what's this real story?
Well, there really is kind of a salt police or a no salt police. And there's some irony to this. And this is why we wrote this story. It's called The Truth About Salt. It's in the latest issue of Men's Health. Because the big argument against salt is that it will cause you to have high blood pressure. But you start to believe as you listen to the talk and the propaganda that it's the only thing that causes high blood pressure, when in fact there's another major leading cause of high blood pressure as well, and that is being overweight. And we already know that lots and lots of people in this country are overweight, so you can't just point your finger at salt. Granted, it would be better if you didn't have so much salt in your diet. Nobody's arguing that point. But what's really ironic is if you add some salt to your soup tonight for dinner, mm-hmm. overall 5% of the salt in your diet comes from home cooking, 5%. 12% of the sodium salt comes because it's naturally occurring in foods. And a whopping 77% of salt comes from processed foods and restaurant meals. So you adding a little salt to your dinner is not going to make much of a difference when there's salt in almost everything you eat that comes from a restaurant or a grocery store.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's, I guess, the scary part of that. As you said, 77%, that's incredibly high. So maybe the lesson here is, Greg, don't salt your food when you're at a restaurant, huh?
Well, they already salted it for you. That's yeah. the irony. Well, and here's the thing, Kate. I mean, this whole thing, it's a bit like the whole war on fat we had, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, and all of a sudden fat became a dirty word. But the truth is, some fat is good for you, and you can't live without it. And guess what? Some salt is good for you, and you can't live without it. Your body has no way of making it. So you actually need to eat some salt every day. It is true that we get way more than we need, but for healthy people who don't have high blood pressure, it's probably not a problem. And if it is a problem for you, there's really two ways to deal with it. One is to cut back on how much salt you eat, or the other is to have more fresh fruits and vegetables, because it will increase your potassium, and a higher potassium level in your body will take care of the same problem.
Oh, there you go. Fresh fruits and vegetables, always a good thing anyway. It's funny you talk about that you need salt. I don't know how many people listening can ever have related to this. If you went on a long hike or something and you took, I remember when I was a kid, we took a bunch of hikes and you had to take salt pills because
tablets,
you were losing, the tablets, you were losing so much water that you would feel dizzy. That happened to me a couple of times. Once, like doing the Grand Canyon up and down, I was so dizzy, and it was because of that, because I didn't do that. So that there is a lesson to that, huh?
Yeah, there absolutely is, and it's why you find, for instance, sodium in sport drinks. I mean, this is really important to maintain muscle function. It's really important for hydration. And as you said, if you don't have enough salt in your system, because you're constantly losing it, you're losing it through your sweat, and you're losing it through that other way that we get rid of moisture, so to speak. And if you don't replenish the sodium and the water, your blood pressure drops, and like you said, you get dizzy and lightheaded. So salt is important. Some people shouldn't have too much salt. Many of us can deal with it. And the truth is, cutting all the salt out of your diet probably isn't going to cut all the salt out of your diet, because then you're going to go have lunch and it's going to be full of salt.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one of the things that you talk about with salt, and I didn't realize this, is that it improves texture and color. Explain that.
Well, here's one of the reasons there's so much salt in processed foods and in restaurant meals is it makes food taste really good. I mean, I think we all know that. Although here's a little known secret. If you stop salting your food and just stop salting it for a week or two, you'll actually begin to lose your taste for it. But again, it's not going to make a huge difference overall. But the reason restaurants and food processors use so much salt is it makes the food taste really good. It actually kind of covers up off flavors or bad flavors that come from processing, and it preserves food. It acts as a preservative, and it improves the texture and color so that manufacturers can actually make foods less expensive because they know that it can stay on the shelf and in your cupboard or your pantry longer. And so there are actually some huge benefits to added salt to our foods. That being said, for some people it is a problem, and they have to be careful.
Yeah, there's different kinds of salts. Does that make a difference? Like, a lot of people switch to sea salt.
Sea salt and kosher salt, those can be better for you only because they have less additives, and it's not a bad idea to switch to those. But again, the amount of salt that you're adding to your food is so small compared to what's being added during processing and at restaurants that, again, it's probably not going to make a huge difference for you.
Yeah, no kidding. And the other thing, too, that I think you can do, and you know this, Greg, there's so many things out there now, even when it comes to spices. And I said at the top, you know, what's the mate to salt is pepper. Too much pepper can't be bad for you unless you put too much that to the point where you're sneezing or something. But I can't imagine that pepper's bad, right?
Well, not that I know of. But, I do think that ultimately when it comes to taking care of yourself and living a healthier life, balance is the smartest thing you can do. So if you're peppering your food so much that other people can't eat it, Well, and you know what? Actually, now that I say that, it makes me realize that I could imagine that too much pepper, along with things like too much salsa or too much hot sauce, could perhaps cause inflammation in your body, perhaps in the lining of your stomach or something. I'm thinking this off the top of my head.
Sure.
You know, we now know that inflammation is a really bad thing. Inflammation in your mouth and your gums, if you don't floss, can cause problems with your circulation in your heart. And you know what? Overspiced foods may do the same thing. Balance and moderation are always really smart things. So, you know, cut back a little bit on the salt just to break yourself of the habit. Don't over-pepper things, but don't panic over salt unless you already have high blood pressure.
Yeah. Now, you quote, too, some statistics from the Institute of Medicine. How much do they recommend salt-wise that you get every day so you don't get into that fainting thing?
Yeah. So, as you said, the Institute of Medicine recommends that you have about 3.8 grams of salt a day. That's just over a half teaspoon. And look, that's not hard. If you eat anything that comes out of a can or out of a box or out of a package, you know, if you eat three meals a day, you're going to hit that much salt very easily. Most of us don't have to worry about getting too little salt unless we're really very athletic. Most people get way more than that. So the problem is not getting too little, and the good news is for most of us, the problem isn't getting too much either. But if you are getting too much, and that's a problem for you, talk to your doctor about having more potassium, because that may be a much easier solution for you.
So then the upshot of this whole thing is really, should we, and you asked this question really, should we be saying bye-bye salt? Should we be outlawing salt? Because there are these big initiatives, and New York City is one of the front runners, but there's a bunch of other cities, too, that are talking about pushing this national salt reduction initiative, which I guess is maybe a little bit too far over the top.
Well, that's really our thinking, too, and I drew the parallel earlier that it's kind of reminiscent of what happened with fat. It's, you know, people start with the best of intentions. Organizations start with the best of intentions. But things tend to get pushed to an extreme, and the extreme here is not acknowledging, A, you know, the benefit of having more potassium, and B, the fact that, you know, there's lots of doctors and medical professionals who say, you know what, your body will process the salt you give it unless you have a high blood pressure problem, and those people need to be taking better care of themselves in all kinds of ways in addition to watching salt. But should we all be forced to eat a low, low salt diet to cater or help one group of people? That's probably not going to make a lot of sense economically or logistically, because we have a food chain, and the way that we get food today is full of salt, and most of us are dealing with it effectively.
Yeah. Now, I know that you're going to go catch some grub later after this interview, so are you going to go salt your food? That's the big burning question.
I have to say, I mean, from personal experience, I'm not a big food salter. I just don't have the habit of picking up a salt shaker and putting it on my food. But I do know that lots of the food that I eat is already very salty. I have to say, when you don't salt food, the flavor benefits of salt, I think, perhaps taste even better, because you don't need as much salt to really enjoy the enhancement. But again, it's not something I worry about. I take care of my health in many other ways. And if you walk away with one tip here tonight, it really is, you know, eat an overall healthy diet, add those fresh fruits and vegetables, increase your potassium, get some exercise, and you know what? This isn't going to be a problem for you, and there's going to be lots of other health benefits as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems like everything that we talk about when you and I get together and talk about something you've written and it has to do with health, it comes back to the same thing, that why can't we understand that? Moderation, moderation.
Well,
right?
And, you know, get exercise and eat a generally healthy diet. You're absolutely right. We do end up saying the same thing every time, because unless you're willing to do some really crazy obsessive thing to watch your diet and get exercise, The best you can do is use common sense when you eat, and use common sense every day to get a little bit of exercise. And you know what? You'll be a lot healthier than you are today if you're not getting exercise and eating a healthy diet right now.
Boy, truer words were never spoken. Pick it up, Men's Health Magazine. Greg Stebbins, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be here, Kate.
Shoot. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Start weekend counts on a golden note. You know, I told you 2 years ago to buy some gold, no matter how much money you had, because look, it's up to $1,400 an ounce. $1,400. Now, my prediction was $2,000 by the end of the year. I don't know if it's going to hit $2,000, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if we're at least in the neighborhood of maybe $16,000, honestly, $17,000, because you got to have some place to put your dough. Where are you putting your money? We knew this 2-3 years ago. It was like 3 years ago. I think gold announced. I was doing some financial work, and it was like in 400 something. It's crazy how high, 1400. So pat yourself on the back, on your back, not anyone else's back, your back, if you put your money in gold, because it's paying off big time. You see, like, CDs, there's less than 1%. And how crazy is that? Because that used to be a place where at least you get a little bit of kick for your money, but less than 1%. Anyway, a combination of things have created lots of worry among investors, and this is why you're certainly seeing that gold is having a big moment. people are concerned, and they should be, because you, because you're trying to figure out how are you going to make it, what are you going to do. Now you got gold for December delivery added another 550, so that's where it actually settled. The record high was actually 1403.20 an ounce. Whoo! Yep, come to mama. I like it when my predictions come true, and I have to boast when they do, because it doesn't always happen. You see how I am with football. All right, let's go to Hamid Karzai, the Afghanistan president. Now, we've got a timeline for the U.S. troop withdrawal. There was a roundtable meeting that happened on Monday, and at that roundtable meeting, a date came up, shockingly, 2014. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the withdrawal timeline is going to be talked about and flushed out a little bit more at an upcoming NATO deal in Portugal at the end of the month. But right now, the U.S. military is prepared to back the president of Afghanistan's timeline, because that's what he was saying, too, by 2014. 2014 would be the date. Wow. Think of the investment. Where will we be in Afghanistan 2014? Oh, my goodness. And Gates still was kind of dancing around things. He was careful to say, despite a large withdrawal, some of the troops and civilians are going to stay in Afghanistan for a very long time. In fact, he threw this in. He said, we walked away from Afghanistan in 88, and we saw the consequences of what happened in 2001. I told you we'd take some weird twists. We go from gold to 2014. That's a big story, big date, to this crazy thing about the Twinkie diet. First you have Jared and Subway. Now you have a nutrition professor, you heard me right, at K-State University, who decided he was going to try an experiment. For 10 weeks, he ate, like, Little Debbie snack cakes. Have you ever had those? Hostess stuff, Dorito chips, sugary cereals, Oreos. And he dropped 27 pounds. 27 pounds in 2 months. That's pretty good. He looks pretty good. He weighs 174 pounds. He's a little bit chubby before that. So he drops all that weight. What's the rub here? And they even checked his cholesterol and the triglycerides and all that sort of stuff, right? And everything was fine. What does it mean? Here's the deal. It's calories in, calories out. So this is what he did. He limited himself to 1,800 calories a day. Normally, he was probably consuming about 2,600 calories a day. So that's what you got to think about. It's very simple. It might not be the healthiest of things to do, but it worked. And, of course, like I said, and as far as some of the tests showed, it didn't kill him with the cholesterol or anything else. And he tried to eat a healthy diet, he said, that included whole grains and fiber and berries and bananas and vegetables and just an occasional treat, and it didn't work. It didn't work. Here's my new deal. I think what you do have to eat healthy, okay, sure, we know that, or it's the calories in, calories out thing. But if you really, really want something, you really, really have to have it. Because your brain is just going to crave it, and then that's when you overeat. You guys know what I'm talking about with the whole grubbing thing. When you eat giant orders of fries and giant cheeseburger, and then that's only lunch, and who knows what you eat for dinner. So I think we all get this. That it's about the calorie thing. So the nutrition professor did a convenience store diet, basically, and he lost almost 30 pounds. I wonder how many people are going to jump on that. Now, if I was Hostess, I think I would call them up. Maybe they could do a little Jared exchange. I'm just saying. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Kate.
Hello.
Hey, what goes to 220 in only 3.5 seconds?
220 in only 300, I don't know, what?
Michelle Obama's scale.
You are terrible. You are awful. She's tall. She's not a big lady.
Yes, she is. Hey, and her hips are getting wider all the time. I'm on that kind of sweet diet myself. This morning I started off with German brown chocolate cake, and tonight I ended with German brown chocolate cake.
Ooh.
And I don't think I'm going to lose any weight because my guacamole has about 2,000 calories in one bowl.
Okay, so you're in a seafood diet.
Yes, I am. I'm seafooding it, and I'm eating it all the way. Hey, Darla, I got a correction for you. It was Stanley McChrystal that retired with his star as General Petraeus.
Oh, yeah, Petraeus took over in that.
He's still in charge of
Afghanistan.
No, that's not what I was going to say. He's still in charge of Karzaiville.
Yeah.
And Karzai will be coming out with us. Him and his brother will take the money and run.
But you got the reference to the Petraeus. He was the betrayer, and then all of a sudden he has to be ushered back in because you're right, because McChrystal, because of the Rolling Stone magazine article, when the reporter got all the juice on Obama, it forces him out. And like I said, he did retire, luckily, with his stars and bars, because I have more respect for McChrystal, you know, now.
Yeah, well, I have respect for Petraeus as well. And I have very little respect for Hillary Clinton, because she said she would have to suspend belief if she was to believe his testimony about the surge working. Of course, it did work, and that's why we left Iraq in the shape it's in now. But personally, you know how I feel about that. It wasn't worth one American life. We should have turned the whole thing into to glass, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that. But I'm taking up enough of your time. I'll come up with some more funnies in the future. Oh, salt. Salt. One more thing about salt.
Yes.
Our blood has the same amount of salt as the ocean.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to think about, the comparison.
Well, it does.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, because you heard how much we were talking about the amounts there of salt, just like in the restaurants and the fast foods, all that stuff. And you're right. And then you think of what's in your bloodstream. Absolutely.
And, you know, you can overdo it on anything. I mean, you know, whether it's the sweets that we love or the salt that we intake or, you know, whatever.
Well, of course. I like that, how you leave it like that. Oh, our imagination, whatever. Thanks, Dan in Texas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, if you have any thoughts about the show, you can send them to us at americatonight.net. Yeah, he's right about that. I mean, obviously, if you're taking in a lot of salt, rather, then of course it's going to get in your bloodstream. I think the most shocking thing out of that whole deal was the 77%. I knew it was pretty high, but I didn't really realize just how high. I mean, I think you think of a container of salt and how much of that salt you have every single day. Although I don't think we should have the salt police or the food police or any of that, because I mean, there's too much intervention as it is, so we don't need that. Already they're taking, what is it, they're talking about fat fines, and they're talking about weighing people at the airlines, which is already ridiculous, because first you have to get frisked when you go through the airport in the first place, which is something nobody looks forward to, right? That whole enhanced pat-down is so bogus. I mean, it's so brutal. We've talked about that. We've talked about that with terrorism expert Mr. Jeff. And you heard what he had to say, Jeff Atticott, how it's insane, the rigmarole that you go through at the airport, and then you think of the holes in the system, like with the cargo and what's happening there. Remember those bombs a couple of weeks ago? Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?